Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Will it or won't it snow next week? That's a big question. I can tell you this, there's a chance for showers today. That's going to be later on this evening, I think. About a 50% chance for showers, and that's going to be later on. And then highs of 63 today, 70% chance, 70 degrees for a high tomorrow with a 75 to 80% chance for showers. Then the cold front comes through. Sunday is going to be windy, colder. Temperatures dropping throughout the day. Monday morning starts with a low of 29 and highs of 42. Tuesday, you got a 60% chance for some precipitation, highs of 38. And then Wednesday, they're saying a 30% chance for snow with highs of 40. And it really is, here at least, not that easy for it to snow, or meteorologically speaking, for it to snow, because certain conditions have to be at play with the temperature and the rain and the this and the that. But anyway, we'll see. We'll let you know everything you need to know. Larry Carter joins us now, President of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Talk about Louisiana's teacher crisis. How you doing, Larry? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year. Good morning, Tommy, to you.
Tell me what the numbers show about Louisiana's teacher workforce, and then we'll talk about some reasons, et cetera.
Sure. Look, we saw the same report that most of those who follow education in Louisiana saw. Superintendent Brumley and the Department of Education kind of stated that we see a reduction in the number of teachers that are actually staying in the classroom by 1,000. I know last year, the year before that, those numbers were also cited, saying that we reduce that deficit of teachers coming into the workforce or remaining in the workforce. And we're happy about that number, but there's a lot of issues that we find when we dig into the details of that particular report and the findings. We know when we hear from our members and we hear from teachers in school and employees across the state that while that number sounds great, and we know that it's very important to have someone who is highly qualified in front of our students, teaching them each and every day. Having individuals in the school because they have a heartbeat or because they can pass a, actual police report saying that, they're eligible to be in the classroom. It's not always saying that we have the best qualified person in front of students. So we're very, concern about how those data points were used in terms of talking about this issue of us having a teacher shortage, because we still see that while we're putting bodies in classrooms, are there individuals who are actually highly qualified being placed in front of students? So we're still concerned about that, but we know that that's an effort that the superintendent is working on, and that, we certainly wholeheartedly hope that as we dig deeper into the numbers, we can talk about what are those statistics that talk about what qualifications do those individuals have that are actually in front of students. So we're still concerned, but we know that it's an improvement in terms of numbers, but we want to make sure that those individuals are qualified to be in front of students.
Wow. Bodies in classrooms and passing police background checks. You said a lot there, Larry. Does that speak to the people, the teachers that have come on, or the teachers that we've retained, or what exactly are you talking about?
I think it speaks to a lot of the new programs that we see that are actually responsible for bringing teachers into the workforce. There's been a lot of changes in policies over the last 2 or 3 years that actually allowed people who are interested in coming to the profession, they were waived. For example, if when I was in school, finishing college, we had to have a certain number of tests that we had to pass before we could enter even into some type of curriculum at the college level that said we can be in a preparation phase for teaching. Now that was waived. So the qualifications for individuals going into that profession or those studies shows that there wasn't that you know, quality control piece for individuals who at least had some basis for which they had a preparation program that could prepare them by having some skills prior to going into the profession. So it's kind of a little less stringent to have individuals also who come from other states to apply for teaching certifications in Louisiana. That was kind of waived. So there was a lax in some of the requirements from out-of-state individuals who maybe their preparation program, their qualifications may be a little less than what Louisiana standards were, and so they're allowed. So we do have some questions about what quality of the individual that are being placed in front of our kids are. And again, we know we have to have a background check, and we think that is very, very important because we want to make sure kids are safe and that the individuals who are in front of them should be there and don't have the kind of background that says they shouldn't. So those are great. And again, while the numbers are showing we're putting people in classrooms, we're concerned also about the quality of the person that's in front of students.
Well, and the quality of being a teacher, right? You're talking about
Absolutely. Character
here, or you're talking about teaching ability?
We're talking about teaching ability.
Okay. So along those lines, have the standards been lowered to get more people in a classroom or not? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. We've seen over the last, like I say, couple of sessions where qualifications for individuals who are entering to the teacher workforce have been kind of lessened because they say there were kind of impediments to getting individuals into either some of the classes that universities were offering or some of those teaching programs to actually be declared like qualified or have a requirement saying that in order for you to take advanced classes, you have to pass two tests to show that you're competent in these areas before you get into even coursework. So that's been kind of done away with. And like I said, there's quality issues, we think, where we have individuals from other states that say their requirement to pass the test that says you're certified or qualified, if their score is you allow 600, but ours says you need to have a 630 or 650, for example, that was not in place anymore. So that released some of the transitions from other states. So we don't know, for example, if somebody transitions from one of our neighboring states and come into Louisiana, the requirements in their states could be a lot less than Louisiana, and we allow them to come in now, whereas before we did not.
So your concern is that we increase the quantity while lowering the standards for quality, and is that really, other than on paper, a win? Accurate?
That's accurately describing how we see things.
All right,
yes.
Let me take a break. We come back, we'll talk about testing and evaluating the teachers that have been hired. We're talking to Larry Carter, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers, because with everything, there's a front end, there's a back end, right? 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:54 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Larry Carter, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Louisiana's teacher crisis got a little better. More teachers in a classroom, but what about the quality of the teachers that are there? It's not just about the bodies. There's a front end, there's a back end, too. So when it comes, Larry, to evaluating these teachers and their performance with the students, has anything changed on the other end of it in terms of testing and evaluating teachers' proficiency in a classroom, et cetera?
Yes. I mean, we've seen the evaluation system being tweaked to try to measure some new, data points to kind of show what a teacher is required to know and be able to deliver in the classroom. And we think, you know, those are some good changes that we can see that can have an impact on teaching and learning. But one of the things that we do see is when we talk about this gap being lowered, is that we have one of the points that I think we were trying to make during the session last session was that we got a lot of teachers teaching under non-standard teaching credentials. And, you know, it's like temporary authority to teach, out-of-field authorization to teach, temporary employment permits, and this new resident teacher certificate. And those are all individuals who are still training, who are still learning to become educators and gaining the skills necessary to get in front of students at that what we call quality level and that we see, honestly, those are the individuals who are right now flooding, you know, the workforce in terms of making up some of that difference. And they're all efforts to try to improve getting, you know, that gap lowered and that reduction in force in terms of having more people enter into the workforce. So we see the effort as being noble, but we do see that we have to make sure. I know the Superintendent Brumley, as well as the Governor Landry, they really state that one of the most important factors in a student's education past their parents is having a qualified teacher in front of students. So we agree with that statement, and we want to make sure we make every effort to put a qualified teacher in front of students. So in our efforts to fill that void of the workforce reduction where we've seen over the last probably 10, 15 years, and that gap, you know, is closing, we want to make sure that we also talk about the quality of the individuals that are placed in front of students. We're going to always be concerned about that. I'm a teacher myself, and I know having a certification, being highly qualified, those two markers make for having a great experience for students. And we want to make sure that our students have the best opportunity to be successful. And we don't want to see individuals placed in front of students who are not at least qualified or what we call highly qualified to be in front of our students.
So when it comes to evaluating the teachers and testing and the students' progress, et cetera, have those standards been lowered or not?
We've seen a change, not necessarily lowered. We've seen a change that says it's supposed to be more rigorous of a curriculum. There's supposed to be a need to have a qualified teacher in front of students. But we got to figure out how and when we also think about those things that impede getting those individuals into the workplace. We do surveys every year. We find that the number one reason why we're not getting a lot of people, not just to stay, but also come into the profession, low pay. We have an enormous amount of burden placed on teachers and school employees that gives them a workload that's more than what they should be doing and being distracted from teaching the basics. And then we talk about discipline and we talk about class size. So those factors, when we deal with policies that change and impact those factors, we'll probably see more teachers into the workforce and we'll see more teachers stay into the workforce. So we're trying to figure out by listening to what teachers and school employees tell us through our surveys and interviews that can really help sustain a workforce for the future.
I think everybody's on the same side in wanting
yes.
change that is real and not just on paper. Accurate?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for being a teacher. I appreciate it. Larry Carter and for joining us, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. I know y'all are having troubles with Capital One. Capital One's got a problem with a system crash, whatever you want to call it, where people are having a hard time accessing their deposits. And I know we have direct deposit here. I don't do business with Capital One, but I'm glad that I'm not involved with that. I'm glad my deposit went through because I needed it, as a lot of y'all do. So we'll talk more about that as the morning progresses. Peyton Malone tweeting, make it easy about the snow. We're in the cone right now, and a few spaghetti plots are right over us. The cone of probability as it relates to snow next week. We'll talk to Freddie King. We come back.